When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, from Borgata, great to be with you here on a Football Friday. Eagles in Washington on Sunday, Penn State tomorrow. This segment will get to our NFL picks for this week. We'll also get to more drop of the year fun. Of course, your phone calls as well, 215-592-9494.
Joe, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why are you dressed so nicely?
I came from a dinner last night, and it was just, you know, whatever I'm wearing,
You don't have new clothes?
I have new underwear.
We're doing this again?
I have new. No, James, you know the rule.
You sleep in the clothes you wear the night before?
I not only sleep. Okay, we got all sorts of fallacies here. James, I packed the boxers and the undershirt. But otherwise, I always wear Friday morning whatever I wore Thursday night.
Why?
Well, that's gross,
easy
Joe.
Easy pack? It's not gross.
Why don't you wear different clothing?
Because I wore these clothes last night for a dinner for like 2 hours, drove to Borgata, took them off, woke up, put the outer clothes back on. Nothing wrong with that. That's sanitary. I got no problem with that.
I don't know.
Question for you. Had dinner last night with...
Are you saying that? You said that's sanitary, question mark.
No.
That's sanitary,
Here's my question for you. Had dinner last night with an NFL Super Bowl MVP from the 90s. Who was it?
NFL Super Bowl MVP from the 90s.
Always his casual flexes.
Was this...
You're the one asking me about my clothes. I read you relax. This one coming up.
I regret it now. Steve Young.
Was this a Super Bowl that Neil O'Donnell threw interceptions in?
Larry Brown.
It is not Larry Brown.
Hold on. Is it Otis Anderson?
Otis Anderson.
No way. Really?
In Philadelphia. Well done, James. OJ. I didn't know you call him Otis. You call him OJ. I'm like, yeah.
I always go back and forth. Yeah.
And he's like, either one. I'm like, all right. Cool.
Wait,
guy.
Either one. That's cool.
Either one.
All right, good.
Either one.
Can I ask one more question about the outfit?
Sure.
The socks.
Yeah.
The socks. Do you bring fresh socks or are they same socks?
Same socks.
Oh, no.
Disgusting.
That I'm not proud of. That's filthy. That's a fair
How
critique.
Did you end up with Otis Anderson?
Wait.
Hold on. What's going on here?
Let's not.
I got a friend he's friends with someone I'm friends with.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. But you're wearing the same socks that you wore for the last several days.
Probably sweating in those socks with Otis across the table.
All right, let's go to the very good guy, by the way. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Paul in Downingtown. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I think you might want to check your socks. You probably got a little fungus guy singing opera.
That's the thing, man. It's a health hazard. You need to change them for, ugh.
I mean, to be fair, I also wore them last night only for 3 to 4 hours. So they're not that raggedy.
And I'm just reminded of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Del Griffith taking off his socks in the middle of the airplane and just putting them back on. I don't know, man. That's not for me. But, underwear Eagles. I'm excited for this week. I think it presents the Eagles with an opportunity to showcase a little something different in their passing offense. I think it also gives the running game an opportunity to shine. But this team is apparently vulnerable over the middle, which, you know, we could involve our tight ends more and maybe the seldom seen Dotson. But one of the things I do like, I like Smith. He gets open so quickly, and he's so good at getting open quickly. I think Smith might have a big week, and I'm interested to see what the Eagles do in the past.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Gaming.
Well, first off,
talking
I'm
about Devontae Smith.
Paul, I am fascinated by your use of Smith. You may be the first person ever to call him Smith instead of Devontae or Devontae Smith? Smith.
I mean, we do have a couple Smiths in the wide receiving
James,
court.
Has anybody ever called in and just referred to Devontae as Smith?
No, I don't think,
ever.
If anything, it's like Smitty.
Yeah, it's Smitty, Devontae, or Devontae Smith.
Slim Reaper, you hear more.
Well, that also.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's early, man. I'm off. I'm celebrating the holidays already. I don't know. But listen, one thing I think we're missing maybe on the Phillies too is I have a little bit of anxiety that the Phillies are going to kind of get cheap at the wrong time. They're going to get timid at the wrong time.
I don't.
I'm really glad to hear that. But this signing yesterday kind of put a little feel on that, because the Phillies seem to be the wayward home for the left-handed hitter that can't hit left-handed pitching, that has mystery power. And this is another one of those guys. And he's not a bad ball player by any stretch of the imagination, but to me, it's really not something that moves the needle. And, we still haven't even.
No, you're right about that.
That's what it is.
The rotational pieces that we need to address.
By the way, one other thing with Kepler I should have mentioned before that I forgot to. I said he's a good fielder. He's a right fielder. Like, I think it is very likely that Castellanos moves to left if he's an everyday player. Kepler's played his entire career in right. He's played some games in center. I don't know if he's ever played left field, just for what it's worth.
And Casty was signed as a left fielder.
Originally, exactly. So
moved to right when Harper got hurt. Yeah. Hey, Paul, give me a tremendous answer here. What was a bad idea?
Lawn darts. Unsighted artillery rounds for children.
That's a great call.
Really, really
lawn
good.
Darts? Is that what he said?
Yeah, I didn't hear what
lawn
he said.
Darts.
Thank you. Thank
Joe, have you experienced the lawn dart?
John, when you go into that tone, I know, you know, you're trying to be a butthead. So what did he say?
He said lawn darts.
What is a lawn dart?
Joe, you tell us what he said.
I don't know. Devin and I both don't know what he said. So at least
I heard lawn dart also.
I'm curious to hear what Joe thought.
Lawn dart, which I said I don't know what that is. And Devin, you heard it the same way, right?
I heard it the same way.
Thank you. So guys, what is it?
No, I'm scared.
I mean, it's a game. Yeah, they're darts that you throw in the lawn.
Yeah. Oh, so it is lawn dart.
It's just an outdoor darts, essentially.
Well, I would tell you this. Most people don't know what that is.
No, I think most people know what it is.
I think they do from the name. I think that lawn darts.
It is self-explanatory.
It's literally what it says.
Why is it a bad idea?
Because they're kids and people running around outside and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So darts are in a bar normally, you know?
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Bad answer.
All right, picks. Let's do our picks for week. Believe it or not, we're up to 16 of pro football.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, so last week I had a surge and I needed it because I was in a hole. I was 4 picks behind John entering last week. I went 2-1. John went 0-3. So with 3 regular season weeks to go, John is still up. He's 23-19. I'm 21-21. It's close. He's got a 2-game lead. John, I'm going to move pretty fast here because we want to get to the drop of the year stuff. I'm just going to give you my 3, simple rationale for each. KC -3.5 home versus Houston. You know, hopefully Mahomes plays. They're a better team. Go win by more than a little bit more than a field goal. My second pick, Pittsburgh +6.5 at Baltimore. This game is almost always close. Pittsburgh is a playoff team. I just find it hard to believe Baltimore wins by a touchdown or more. Third, Eagles -3.5 at Washington. I have not picked the Eagles much this year at all, maybe once or twice. This one feels a little low to me. I think the Eagles win this game a little bit more comfortably, not too comfortably, but a little bit more comfortably than 3.5. I'm going KC, Pittsburgh, and the Eagles. John, what do you got this week?
All right. I got Pittsburgh also. It's too big a line.
Yep.
6.5 for that divisional matchup. It's crazy. I'll take Steelers.
I was shocked by
six
that
and
line.
A half. Me too.
Yeah.
But it's all because of the wide receiver being out. They think that the Steelers just aren't going to be able to score, I guess. But I do. The Lions, I'm going to take the Lions minus 6.5 because they lost to the Bills last week. I think they're going to be mad. I know that they've got no one left on defense, but the offense, they're missing a running back. They're going to score a lot. So I'll take the Lions minus 6.5 against the Bears. And then the Vikings are so good. They're at Seattle, which is normally a tough place, but they're nowhere close. The Seahawks are nowhere close to as good a team as the Vikings, and 3 is such a small number. So Vikings minus 3, the Vikings will continue to win.
You got it, bud. All right, those are our picks for week 16. All right.